Any hope is a false hope that doesn't center itself on the transforming work of Christ in the hearts and lives of individuals. More than individuals, yes, but individuals must be involved. And churches, the church, you know, is this entity that Jesus said the gates of hell will not prevail against. Not the United Nations, you know, the gates of hell can prevail against the United Nations. It simply doesn't have the power to transform a person's life and thinking and orientation, to save them from hell, to make them citizens of God's kingdom, to make them ambassadors for Christ. And He, the Holy Spirit of God, is the agent of change. Anything less than Him is ultimately not effective. Now, does that mean that there's no good that ever comes out of these organizations? Most of the famine relief organizations are Christian distinctively in their origin. Some have stayed close to that, others haven't. But let's say you have a secular group, and I have challenged some of my atheist friends that I dialogue with, tell me all the hospitals and universities and famine relief organizations that atheism has founded. Just list them for me. They don't exist. But nonetheless, some good can come out of those. And I'm always happy when some desperately hungry, dying person is fed. But of course, let's do what we can to feed them in the name of Jesus. This is why, that's what our heart and concern is about. And I have told many Christians, including Christians of wealth. I have the opportunity to counsel quite a few people who are wealthy because of my books, The Treasure Principle, Money, Possessions, and Eternity, and a brand new book, Managing God's Money. And in those books, I have appealed to people to give generously, invest in God's kingdom. And I've talked with many people and said, why do you have so much money going to this secular university that you graduated from to fund a worldview that is in direct opposition to what you actually believe and what the Bible actually teaches? Why are you leaving behind this estate to secular organizations that do not promote the gospel of Jesus Christ? God has entrusted you this wealth for a reason. To give it away, yes, but giving is the first thing. Secondly, where and who do you give it to?